Good morning. I'm Jeremy Werner. Welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. Joining us this morning is Nottoway County Conservation Agent Nate Carr. Nate, taking a look at the fall calendar, we have dove hunting season coming up next month. So Nate, go ahead and remind us about some of the doves in our area, as well as how long the dove hunting season is and any of the rules or limits in place for hunters.
Yeah, so dove season will open up September 1st and run all the way through, November 29th. But really, that first week or two of dove season is usually the best. That's when we see the most activity as far as hunters go and success. And shooting hours will start 1/2 hour before sunrise and go until sunset, starting September 1st. And the daily bag limit is 15 doves, and so that's a combined total of the three different species of doves that you're going to see out there. So that's mourning dove, white-winged dove, and Eurasian collared dove. Mourning doves are probably the most common, but you might see a little bit of those other ones. So combined limit of 15 for that. And just a few of the regulations that are worth touching on is you can only use a shotgun 10 gauge or smaller. So a lot of people are probably going to be out there with, common 16 gauge, maybe 12 gauge. You need to make sure that your shotgun can only hold up to 3 shells, and that's in the magazine and chamber combined. If you're using a single shot, obviously you're fine, but, pump or automatic, make sure that you can only fit 2 up into the magazine, and then a 3rd in the chamber. And if they're capable of holding more than that, you just need to either go out and buy a plug, or a lot of people create little homemade plugs from a stick or a number 2 pencil, just something to prevent you from holding more than 3 shells. And the permits that you're going to want to make sure you have when you go out there is your small game hunting permit plus your migratory bird hunting permit. So make sure you have both of those in order to be in compliance. And a very popular place locally is Bilby Ranch Conservation Area. They do a lot of habitat management out there, and they've got several food plots this year. From what I've heard, they're looking really good. We've got wheat fields that have been cut. We've got standing sunflower plots. And so these are really good hot spots, really good food sources for your doves. And so there are several different fields out there, several different options that hunters can take advantage of. But something that hunters need to remember, if you're going to hunt on Bilby Ranch Conservation Area, we are going into our second year of a new regulation that affects that area specifically, and that is that you have to use non-toxic shot on Bilby Ranch. So that means you can't use your common lead shot. It has to be something like steel. It's probably your most common non-toxic shot. And so being the second year, that's something that we're definitely going to be keeping an eye on. We're definitely going to be checking hunters to make sure that you're in compliance with that reg. And so that's certainly something to be mindful of. And, of course, we just want people to pick up their shells and other trash once they're done as well. I mean, generally, we're not sticklers on the occasional shotgun shell that ends up in the grass. But when you're dove hunting, generally, you're taking a lot of shots, and you're just sitting in one spot. And so usually by the end of your hunt, you've got a pretty good pile of shells there. And so if you walk away from that pile of shells, that's litter and not something that we want to see. And most people are pretty good about picking that up, but we have run into people over the years who leave a pretty good pile of shells.
So building off of some of the rules you mentioned at the end there, for dove season, it appears there's some hunter safety classes coming up as well that the Missouri Department of Conservation will be offering.
Yeah, absolutely. Really coming off of talking about dove hunting, I mean, that's a great time to implement some of these hunter safety practices, because there is a lot of hunters, especially throughout that first couple of days and the first weekend. And so you really need to be mindful of confirming your target, what's behind it, only shooting what's directly in front of you, trying not to swing too far so that you're shooting towards other hunters. But yeah, we've got a hunter safety skills session coming up. If you're 11 years or older, you're welcome to come take the skills session. If you're 16 or older, you can take the entire class online, and you don't have to come to the class in person. But you're welcome to come if you'd like to. You just need to make sure you're signed up and register online. And so you can do that on our website, nbc.mo.gov. You can click on the hunting and trapping tab, and that'll give you the option for hunter safety. And once you get that there, you can search county and local classes, and you should see one for Nottoway County. It'll be at the Northwest Tech School on September 12th, and we'll have the class from 8 to 12. And so just make sure you register ahead of time online. We've got several openings still, but the class is limited to 15 just due to some COVID precautions. We're trying to limit that size, so make sure you get on there and get registered. One thing, though, that we want to remind people of before you can take the before you can take the skills portion in class, you have to complete the knowledge portion online. And so that is on the same website on our page. And so complete that portion online and then bring that proof of completion to the skills portion on September 12th.
We're talking with Nottoway County Conservation Agent Nate Carr. Nate, when it comes to safety, what would you say is the biggest kind of faux pas that's committed by hunters, even, you know, veteran hunters?
You know, I think one of the biggest things is, one, identifying your target, and two, identifying what's behind it. And that leads to a lot of issues. People kind of get caught up in the heat of the moment where they see, you know, a target species, or they think they see it. I think when you get there, just ahead of time, make sure you know where you can safely shoot and where you can't. Just make sure that's a premeditated thought of where you're safe to shoot. And so if you've got people sitting right next to you, it seems like common sense, but it happens on a yearly basis. You just need to make sure you're not following your bird all the way to the side where you might be shooting towards other people. You know, some other kind of key safety rules are just keeping your gun on safety until you're ready to shoot. A lot of people are going to be getting in and out of vehicles. You know, make sure you don't load your gun until you're ready to shoot. You're out in the field. Make sure your safety's on until you've got a target right in front of you in a safe direction. A lot of accidents happen crossing fences where people, you know, setting their gun down in the weeds. The safety's not on, there's a chance it'll get caught on something and go off, and a lot of accidents could be prevented by people just leaving their safety on.
So something else I wanted to talk to you about this morning, Nate, it was going to be about chronic wasting disease. And the reason is because the Missouri Department of Conservation issued some new rules and regulations when it comes to CWD. Talk a little bit about some of the new changes that the Department of Conservation has issued.
So with chronic waste disease, that's something we've been dealing with for years. We've been trying to make it a top priority within the department as far as being proactive and trying to minimize the spread. And some of the new rules and regulations that come along with that are transportation rules. And so if you have a 2020 booklet for your deer seasons, you'll see a page that talks about your CWD management zones. And although Nottoway County is not one of those zones, probably the closest one is Mercer County, it's still good to be mindful if you're traveling to hunt over there. If you're in one of those management zones, there are certain rules that go along with it. Beyond the requirement that first weekend you have to have your deer tested for CWD, mandatory sampling stations that are around. You need to be mindful of your transportation outside of that county, outside of that management zone. And so if you're going to be able to, you know, traveling to and from if you have a deer, one way that you can transport that meat outside of the county is that if the meat has been cut up and deboned, that is allowed. Another allowed transportation method is if it's quartered up, as long as there's no part of the spinal column or the head that still contains, brain or other muscle, as long as that has all been removed, you're okay to quarter up your deer and transport meat that way. You can transport hides as long as excess tissue has been removed. And like I said, antlers are okay to transport as long as it's been cleaned of, muscle and brain tissue. And of course, if you have a finished taxidermy product, that is also okay. There's also some similar regulations if you're hunting out of state and you're trying to transport any kind of cervid back into Missouri, whether that's deer or elk or another, hoofed animal. We have very similar regulations as far as, your meat needs to be quartered up or boned out. We don't want spinal column or head attached. But if you are going to bring in a head with the cape, just make sure you don't have more than 6 inches of the neck on there, and you have to deliver it to a taxidermist within 48 hours. And taxidermists and meat processors are required this year to dispose of extra parts in a sanitary landfill or transfer station that's been permitted by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. So if you're going to transport into the state, make sure you get it to a taxidermist within 48 hours, or you've met those other requirements of not bringing in excess brain tissue or muscle or the spinal column.
All right, Nate, thank you for coming on this morning. We'll talk to you again soon, especially when archery season comes up this fall. Once again, that was Nottoway County Conservation Agent Nate Carr. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW.